social media and TV superstars Diamond and Silk on the show. Ladies, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's start off with Putin, Ukraine, Russia, and Joey B. So President Biden, he's got a decision to make. What's he going to do here? You know, he's a tough guy, ladies. He's strong. He exudes confidence. I'm trying to be serious here. I'm sure Putin's shaking in his boots from him, right?
Look, I don't know. I don't know what Biden's going to do. I find it really ironic that he is protecting the borders of Ukraine and not trying to protect the borders of the United States of America.
Oh, good point.
I have no idea what is. Go ahead.
No, I said good point. Good point. Go ahead.
I have no idea what he's going to do. It's probably going to be a mess. The United States of America is probably going to be in the midst of something called war, and that's going to be used as a distraction from all of the other stuff that's happening in our country. That's just my thoughts.
Silk?
I think it's going to be another money laundering scam. They usually use wars in order to take and make money off of everything. They create it. They make it. They push it. Just for that particular purpose. Biden is who he is. Look at all of the different decisions that he's already made. They've been terrible decisions, especially for as it pertains to we the American people. So, yeah, he gonna make the decision, the right one, for his bank account.
And then I heard that any Americans that's over there, they won't be able to get them out.
Oh.
We've seen that before, right?
Oh, yeah, we've seen it before. Yes, we have.
Right. Yeah, then that turn around and be held hostage, and then whenever the money goes over there, who's going to get a kickback and a paddy whack? I mean, it just seems to be, to me, like a big old scam.
Lady, Biden's first year. Thursday marked 1 year in office for President Biden. His polling numbers have tanked. People sit there and they go, look at increasing inflation, supply chain issues, handling of the pandemic, the Afghanistan withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Build Back Better agenda has stalled. The border is a mess. But I, you know, he was supposed to be the great unifier. It's been anything but. What do you think is his biggest failure? I think his biggest failure, to be quite honestly, is none of that. I think it's him being him. Just a mumbling, bumbling old fool. I mean, he's a guy that projects no power. He doesn't project any confidence. I think his biggest failure is him. Your thoughts?
Well, you may be right, but also I think that one of his biggest failures is the fact that he pushed Build Back Better when he needed to put everything back the way he found it and the way Trump left it. Had he not went in and touched our pipeline, then we wouldn't have high gas prices. Had they would have kept this thing with the border going to his security at Berlin Wall, we wouldn't have all of these people flowing over here, and they're flying them to different states. And even illegal aliens can now show their not an arrest warrant. What is it? It's not an arrest warrant.
Their criminal record?
Not their criminal record. Oh, it's not an arrest warrant and it's not a criminal record. I'll think about it.
Arrest
they get
record
to show that to the airports in order to fly, is from what I'm hearing. We wouldn't have all of these crazy things. So I think the failure within itself is Biden, because he's the one that signed all of these executive orders dismantling the system that we had where the United States can prosper.
Silk?
No, I mean, she just basically spilled the beans in the collard greens. She just told the naked truth on what's going on. Biden is his own failure. All he got to do is just take a look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
He's been failing America since he's been in government positions for over 48 years. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can name one thing, good thing, that this man has done for the betterment of America. But I can tell you plenty of things that he did for the betterment of his pocketbook.
All right, so what do you think of this? There's a poll out saying 72% of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction. That's 72%. And this is an NBC News poll. This is from, like, the most liberal outlet out there, this side of CNN. And the top answers given when asked where America is today: downhill, divisive, negative, struggling, lost, and bad. What do you think of 72% of Americans thinking this country is headed in the wrong direction?
Well, it looks like they're there's a great awakening. Mm-hmm. It looks like people are waking up, even the people that voted themselves into this here, that became the creator of their own demise. They're waking up. So that's a really, really good thing. And we are headed in the wrong direction. Listen, the very fabrics, the very foundation is being shredded, ripped away. I don't know this America. I don't know this America because never in my lifetime have I walked in the store and saw so many empty shelves. Never. I don't know this America. That he's trying to, what he's trying to do. I don't know this. So it's good that the American people are waking up. Now that we are awakened, now can we stand together as Americans and fight this tyranny?
That's right. Because it's going to take all of us to have that united front together. Mm-hmm. United we stand, divided we fall, and it's going to take all of us to do it.
I think that a lot of people have realized that the majority doesn't rule anymore. That the minority is making all the rules, that the freaks and geeks, we've allowed them to take things over. And now all of a sudden, you know, the majority of Americans are going, wait a minute, how did the pendulum swing so far to the left? And I think finally people are voicing their opinion, standing up. We see it with parents with school boards all the time and saying, you know what, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this and I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. It's about damn time.
It is about time that people will stand up for their freedoms and stand up for their constitutional rights instead of allowing a few people to tell them what they're going to do. I find it, you know, it's crazy that you have a few billionaires thinking that they can control and run the whole world and tell us how we're going to be or else. That's not how our system is supposed to work. You know, they keep claiming that we are a democracy. No, we're not. We are a constitutional republic. Okay, we have representatives, and these people are supposed to represent the people, not their own interests. And because you have them acting like they represent their own interests, then the American people going to have to stand up. We got to do something about
it. That's right. And then, you know, just take a quick look here at the pandemic. You know, I know the pandemic, for me, I think it was absolutely implemented to be for bad. But I have to find the good out of everything that, you know, was done bad. The good thing is that, you know, the global may have wanted this great reset, but there was a reset when people had nothing else to do but actually look at what's been going on. They look at their children. They look at what curriculum's been taught in school. They look at how their finances were under President Trump versus under Jim Crow Joe Biden. They got a chance. People are getting and having an opportunity to really sit back and look at some things. Sometimes when you keep going and going and going, you miss a whole lot. But when you have that opportunity, when you hit that brick wall and you're stopped, and now you can just see and you can look and just see some things, that's where the unity is happening at. Because we all are affected. I don't care what your religion is, what your sexual orientation is, your gender is, or what you're feeling like today. The deal is we're human beings at the end of the day, and we're all are being affected by the same exact thing.
Talking to Diamond and Silk, social media TV superstars. Ladies, did you see where M&Ms have gone woke? The chocolate characters. Yeah. The female characters are ditching their stilettos for tennis shoes because they want to be more inclusive. And M&M's also alluded to the fact that the two female M&M's are probably in a relationship. So they're bisexual,
you know,
or they're lesbians.
I'm getting a little irritated by women to possess all of this masculine energy and not feminine energy. And let me tell you something. We got to get back to basics because this is wrong in my humble opinion. And I love a good Mars bar. I don't even know if they make them anymore. I love a good Mars bar. I love some M&Ms. But my thing is this here. Let me tell you something. We got to get back to basics. And we got to stop doing this woke foolishness when it comes to things that pertain to men. I will never be equivalent to a man as a woman. I can't kill a spider. I'm scared of it. I don't like taking out that trash. Y'all can do all of that. I mean, you see what I'm talking about?
So, are you telling me that we're going to be able to purchase, like, transgendered package of M&Ms? You know, like, when you eat the M&Ms, all of those M&Ms are transgendered?
I want none of the M&Ms. I don't want none of that.
We have female versions and male versions of the M&Ms. I mean, will one have a bigger nut than the other? I mean, what's going to happen here? Somebody tell me what's supposed to happen here.
You're supposed to eat Skittles. Just the hell with M&Ms, go to Skittles.
Well, hopefully they're not awoke and they stay awake.
The man want to walk around around here. They want to paint their nails, put on a bra and a girl. You got the women, they trying to be like the He-Man. I don't like it. I just don't like it. You know, I'm just that old school girl. I'm that old school conservative girl. I like the men doing the men things and the women doing the women
doing
things.
Doing the women things. That's right.
I don't like having to possess all of this masculine energy because our men are not stepping up to the plate, and you got these corporations trying to make women men. We're not men. We're women.
No. They're making candy now. They're making candy men, women. I mean, this is ridiculous. Whenever you have actually taken and you see the world where candy, M&M candy, is now female on female on male on male, we have a problem here, America. We have a problem.
Very well put. Ladies, I appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that's Diamond and Silk, social media, TV superstars. I'm back with your Monday Sucks pick-me-up after this.
Radio 1170 WWVA. Win $1,000.
No way.
Way.
No way. No way.
Oh, baby. Yes way.
No way.
It's a grand in your hand. Listen every hour from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. weekdays for your chance to win. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
Need a new car but don't want to pay dealer markup? Then get to Thomas Auto Centers, where you can shop and pay dealer invoice on all in-stock 2022 models during the Start Something New sales event. All invoices attached to windshields. Top dollar for trades, low interest rates, and lifetime powertrain warranty. Only at Thomas. Deal ends January 31st.
Get the best deal. Thomas Auto Centers.
Ball Road, St. Clairsville.
Near historical low mortgage rates won't last long. If you're buying a new home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates, low fees, over 300 loan products, and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home you want. Call now for your no-obligation pre-approval. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Sick of waiting for your furniture to arrive? Menards has furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional? A new recliner or love seat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up, get to Menards before they're gone. In store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Relationships can be difficult. Knowing your rights before papers are filed is crucial to protecting children and marital assets. Hiring the right lawyer can make the difference. Licensed in Ohio and West Virginia, McCardle Law Office knows how to navigate complex and emotionally charged family law cases on both sides of the river. Let McCardle Law Office, located at 2139 Marcus Street in Wheeling, use its 25 years of experience to assist you. They use old-fashioned values to produce the right results.
President Joe Biden told us he'd build back better. Instead, he's created catastrophe.
Come on, man.
Joe Biden and his party in Washington are spending trillions we just don't have, creating record inflation, choking off our supply chain, killing the job market, and devastating our economy. But Ohio's going in a different direction. Following Governor Mike DeWine's Buckeye Blueprint, Governor DeWine is shrinking government spending, reducing taxes every year, cutting red tape for small businesses, creating jobs and opportunities in our state, and protecting our families and neighborhoods. While Joe Biden builds back broken.
Come on, man.
Governor Mike DeWine's Buckeye Blueprint is delivering for us. For a better Ohio, Mike DeWine for governor. Paid for by Free Ohio, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. FreeOhioPAC.com.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can... Two-item minimum, pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. Thinking about dieting in the new year? Try their cottage cheese. It's very good for you. Also, their ultra skim milk has all the flavor with none of the fat, but still has 9 essential vitamins and minerals and 8 grams of protein per serving. Plus, after a workout, try United Dairy's chocolate milk, nature's sports drink. It will replenish and is loaded with natural vitamins and minerals and is not created in a lab. All United Dairy products come from local families and farms and are in your fridge within 24 hours from the farm.
Let Wheeling Tire check your tires for better traction this winter. WheelingTire.com.
Veterans can face unique challenges that lead to difficulty finding or keeping a home. VA is here to help veterans secure safe, stable housing. If you or a veteran you know is homeless or at immediate risk of becoming homeless, call 877-424-3838.
Bloom Daddy.
Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday.
Monday sucks pick-me-up time. We have still not heard from the dude. I don't know. I'm getting nervous, too. His Bills got beat in dramatic fashion. We just want to make sure he's okay. 800-624-1170. Do you have a Monday Sucks pick-me-up? Something to get us through a Monday? Because Mondays suck. They just do. 800-624-1170. Otis, you go first.
I was found a new card shop here locally in around my hometown in Moundsville, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And it's called E&K Sports. And they have a variety of sports cards. They have some Pokemon. They have some, you know, collector things, mini helmets, things like that. And they got it. They have this product out there. It's by a company called Sports Card Pro, I think, or Sports Card something. I don't have. It's back here. I don't have it in front of me. But they have these jersey fusions, and what they do is they take a sport card and then a game used jersey, and they put them together. And it could be there's 115 people. It could be Jordan, whatever. And there's one out there right now that allegedly there's a $15,000 bounty if you get Justin Herbert's jersey that has the NFL shield on it. So if you buy this for $50 and you get that one, it's a $15,000 gift, basically.
I like the jersey cards.
I do, too. And so I bought one just to take a shot, and I ended up with a limited edition numbered Wayne Gretzky, which is only one of two hockey players. Lemieux and Gretzky are the two hockey players.
Any idea how much that's worth?
It's probably worth more than my $50 that I paid.
All right, so you feel like it was a good investment.
Yeah, I mean, I may turn around and try to sell that one to see, maybe take another shot at a Justin Herbert.
There you go. My Monday Sucks pick me up. I got two of them. First of all, I want to thank Brian, my neighbor, for plowing my driveway, because after shoveling snow last week, I have vowed to never, ever do it again. And my driveway was something that I did not get to, and he plowed it, and I was so overwhelmed when I saw that. So, Brian, thank you so much. And my 16-year-old and others, last week with school being canceled, all the snow, playing tackle football in the backyard till 2 o'clock in the morning. It was nice to see kids out in the yard playing in the snow.
Yes.
It's something that I don't see a lot of anymore.
Mm-hmm.
These kids today, they communicate and they get together. Like in the old days, we got together in the neighborhood and did stuff. They don't do that. They get together in the neighborhood with headsets on, video games. That's what they do. That's how they communicate. So it was very, very refreshing seeing this happen.
Yeah,
night
absolutely.
After night after night. It was awesome. This is pretty funny. A New Jersey family got confused because packages kept on arriving at their home. And they're like, wait a minute, we didn't order anything. Package after package after package. Their 22-month-old had ordered stuff, accidentally purchased nearly $2,000 worth of stuff from Walmart. The 2-year-old loves to play on the dad's electronic devices. They obviously did not have passcodes and stuff like that. So somehow this 22-month-old went to the shopping cart on Walmart's website and ordered whatever was in it at the time. So the family's getting box after box after box. Walmart said, hey, look, we'll refund you whatever you return. So all is good. But they're removing their credit card information from their phones, adding passwords, and they're still getting packages as I speak. 22-month-old yeah, ordering all that stuff out there. Yeah, a little tough. Hey, there's a feature film in the works called J6 about the events at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. Two big-name screenwriters are on board. Production will start this year. Here's a little sneak peek.
From the screenwriters who brought you The Hunger Games and Don't Look Up, it's J6, the docudrama about the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. Democrats call J6 the feel-good about being a Democrat hit of the season. Republicans call it the biggest, most far-fetched fantasy film since The Lord of the Rings. And Donald Trump says it's a fake movie, and they better get Brad Pitt to play me. That I can tell you, even though I'm way more handsome. With a special appearance by South Park's Mr. Hanky smeared all over the walls of the Capitol building. J6, coming to theaters next year. But if you can't wait that long, just turn on any cable news channel other than Fox.
There you have it. How about Hershey, the American Hockey League affiliate of the NHL's Washington Capitals, hosted their annual teddy bear toss on Saturday night. That's where fans throw and donate stuffed animals over the ice following Hershey's first goal. 52,341 stuffed animals were collected. That sets a new world record. They give them out to kids. It's a great time.
Had to be throwing multiple because that place, I don't think it holds that many people.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot. No, yeah, they could bring in as many as they wanted and throw them out there on the ice. We finally got the phone call.
He's on there. Line one.
The Buffalo Bills had the game against the Chiefs, won. 13 seconds left in the game. It was won.
You don't have to torture him.
And
just
then
get him on there.
They allow the Chiefs to tie it up. Then they go to overtime, and oh my God, the Bills lose. Bills lose. Bills lose. Dude, you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here. Do you know what it's like playing in the playoffs? Oh, no, that's right. You
don't. Wow, what a comeback.
I don't know what it's like to lose 4 Super Bowls in a row. Do you?
I do. It's like AFC Championship.
No, but the Vikings know how to lose 4 Super Bowls.
Hey, that doesn't matter.
Yep.
They weren't 4 in a row. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man.
You sound wonderful.
I mean, it's a game.
Hey,
I know.
Tyreek Hill's really fast. You might want to tell your defense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, right, man. This is too enjoyable for me.
I know. It's fine. I can take Bloomer, unlike you, because you'll just hang up on me when I say something about Michigan or something.
You sound like you were crying.
No, I was not crying.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I don't get upset about it.
Are you hungover?
I'm not a Steelers fan. I don't take it like they do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Hey.
No, actually, I didn't drink a beer at all.
I'm gonna give you the best piece of advice you could ever get. You ready?
I'm listening.
It's always next year.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
Go Chiefs. See you, man.
Yeah. See ya.
Sounds like he's taking it well.
Yeah, well, at least we know he's not hanging from a bridge someplace.
Yeah, which is a blessing, I think.
Dude was here etched into the wood or the metal.
AFC Championship game. Now it's the Bengals and the Chiefs. We're both taking the Chiefs. NFC Championship game. You've got San Francisco and the Rams. We're both taking the Rams as of right now. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
We're the original social media, but we're also on social media. Just keeping up with the times, you know?
Word.
Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 11.